Again, possibly. Can you hit the go forward button? Apparently this is not going to work. So here we go. Hang on, here we go. Not that I have already obtained this or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of Christ. I press on to the upward. Do you ever get tired in your Christian walk? You know, you're working on things and you're trying to, you get going and you're studying, you're doing a really good job, and then life happens. I don't know, maybe that's just me. Life happens and you get distracted or you get interrupted or you get discouraged or stuff happens. And it takes us a while. Even those of us who are diligent in the Lord, we then one day wake up and realize, you know, I've been kind of putting church and Bible study on the back burner. I need to get back to it. So it is true that we sometimes wander a little bit from the path, but this idea of straining towards the goal, you cannot hit the goal if you don't have it. When I first started doing sales training, this was like back in the Stone Age, there was a very popular author that I listened to, and his name was Zig Ziglar. It really was his name. And he was teaching sales, but Zig Ziglar actually happened to also be a very strong Christian. But one of the things that he was doing when he was teaching sales, the idea of you have to set a goal and all that, and he made this analogy. He says, you know, if you're in an archery match and someone blindfolded you and you said you got to hit the target, you would laugh. He'd say, well, I can't possibly hit a target I can't see. And his response was this, talking to salespeople, but I think it's true of Christians too. You can't hit a target that you don't have. So if you don't know what your goal as a Christian is, or if you're not very, very cognizant of what that goal is, it's just like in archery, you're never going to be able to hit that goal unless you know what that goal is, or in our scenario, unless you're very, very clear on what that goal is. And that's what Paul's talking about here. Paul teaches the importance of pressing on in all areas of life. We have to move forward towards the mark, towards the finish line, towards the day when Christ greets us face to face and says, you've arrived. Remember, there were false teachers going on, teaching the importance of, in Philippi was a Roman colony, so there were false teachers saying how important it was to have Roman citizenship, and how important your conduct was very, very important, and your status by rank was very, very important. And there were even folks teaching the Jewish law was like very, very, very important. So there were a lot of people talking about what the most important thing is, what the goals were. Paul knocks this all down by reminding the new believers of the real goal, and that is of reaching heaven. The process, you've probably heard this word before, the process is very often referred to as sanctification. So a little bit of theology for a second. You've heard the word sanctification and justification, and I'll bet there's one or two people in this room are saying, I'm not really clear on what the difference is. So very, very quickly, it kind of works like that. Justification, when you accept Christ into your heart and the Holy Spirit indwells you, your place in heaven is assured. You are saved. If you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, if you confess Jesus Christ with your mouth that he's your Lord and Savior, and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, the Bible says you will be saved. So justification is a legal term. It means you are declared just in the eyes of the Lord. Now, where it gets a little vague is this idea of sanctification. Sanctification is the process by which a newly saved believer gets to be more and more and more and more like Jesus. See, the day you accept Jesus Christ, if you can remember back that time when you first accepted Jesus in your heart, would you say that you are a spiritually mature today the same as you were that day? Probably not. When I first became a believer, I didn't know anything. I wasn't raised in the church. I had no Christian background whatsoever. I accepted the Lord into my heart, and I was like, What do I do next? What do I read? Where do I go? What do I study? And whatnot. And that's the attitude you should have. Because the reality is, being justified, that's good. That's good. You're saved. But God expects you to get more and more and more like Jesus Christ. If you've not been visiting us on Thursday nights to this class called Transforming Habits, another word for what we're studying is called spiritual disciplines. The whole idea of sanctification is you get better and better and better and better and better at following Christ. So these transforming habits are the actual literal things you do to get better. We've talked about prayer. We've talked about study. We've talked about meditation. We've talked about spending time with the Lord. These are the things that you actually do to increase your sanctification. And why? Because if you understand what the goal is, what the target is, you also understand that the day you stand before the pearly gates, now the gates are open and they're expecting you. You have a reservation. But if you were visiting the house, the home of the Lord God, creator of the universe, who has prepared a room for you in his Father's mansion and he's waiting for you, I kind of think you'd probably want to clean up a little bit, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you want to present yourself as the best follower of Christ that you could? Not so that you'll get in, so I'm very clear. Not so that you will get in. You're already invited. Your room's reserved already. But wouldn't you want to show up as close to Jesus-likeness as you could possibly be? That's sanctification. There are actually folks, I know one guy that's actually wrote a book that believes you can become completely sanctified, completely Christ-like, this side of heaven. I do not believe that's true. But the goal is to be that. Let me be very clear. The goal is to be perfectly Christ-like the day you arrive at the pearly gates. You say, well, Pastor, you just said that you can't do that. I understand you can't do that. When Paul says, I strive on, I reach out, I press on to the goal, that's your goal. You want to be a little Jesus the day you arrive at his doorstep. You want to be as perfect in your walk with the Lord as you can be the day you arrive, understanding that you can't be perfect and that Jesus doesn't expect you to be perfect. But let me be clear. He expects you to have tried to be as sanctified as you can possibly be. And that's what Paul's talking about. If you understand the goal, then you understand what the process is. From the moment somebody accepts salvation, this process begins. Sanctification has the connotation of being set apart for a sacred purpose. From the moment we accept salvation, from that moment till the moment we get to heaven, we are set apart for the purpose of becoming like Jesus. That process of sanctification involves learning about the power of his resurrection. That's what Paul talked about in the previous chapter, that by any means possible I may attain the resurrection of the dead. That's what he means. We have to learn about participating and sharing in the suffering on his behalf. We have to understand, and this is folks that you've heard about the prosperity gospel. That's why I have such a big problem with that. The Bible is absolutely clear that you are going to go through some stuff on your way to heaven. But so did Jesus. And I don't care how you cut it, he went through a lot more stuff than you and I will ever do. Paul says in another place that you have not suffered unto the point of death. But if we are to be completely Christ-like, we need to live a life pressing forward, adhering to his word. And if that means trouble in our life, which it will, then I look forward to that trouble. And I'm going to push through that trouble, and I'm going to use the power of the Holy Spirit to get me through that trouble. And we have to learn that that's just part of the equation. And God will expect that. And we have to become like him by dying to sin and to self. Paul says, I have not obtained that yet. Sanctification requires a lifetime. The Apostle Paul, who wrote most of your New Testament and spread the